Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
You have 17 voice messages. First voice message.
What's going on, dude? You son of a bitch.
You can't stop it.
I gotta say that today.
End of message.
I got a big plan. Big idea, bro. Big idea.
Message erased. Next message.
We're still here. Enjoy it.
It's ODG. Occupy Dave and Giggles.
End of message. Next message.
Seriously, guys. Fork.
You know we do a radio show, right?
I just want to say that we never claim to be a comedy show. We just entertain.
You son of a bitch. I'm freaking out. Freaking out. You look so good right now.
Give me a chant you want to leave.
Dave and Giggles.
Dave and Giggles.
Gotta go big. Really big.
Thank you. tell these guys to blast their Twitter feed or something.
Give them the link. Give them the hyperlink, bro. Come on.
Jeez.
Everybody's bossing you around.
Oh, man. What's going on?
Am I up?
Yeah, everybody's up. You've been up. You actually have been up, and you were just talking over the song and just blasting. Well, we are Dave and Giggles. I am here in the studio, and Giggles, as usual, is in Colorado. We got a show coming up that should be fun. We got Rockstars in from L.A. Rockstars in from L.A. The name of the band is King.
Who's in the studio?
King Llama. We got one guy out on the phone. He's coming back in. We'll get to it. What's going on over there? What's happening?
You talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
You look stressed. You're pressing buttons.
I'm pressing
buttons.
Are
you okay?
Yeah, no,
you
I'm
need
good.
Me there.
I know.
This was so fun back in the day when I was with you in studio and we'd have a band. We'd be all jammed up.
I know.
Here I am in my basement.
Remember we'd do all those one show we did. We rented a music rehearsal studio. And we were like, all right, we're going to do this. It was a podcast and it wasn't a live broadcast. And we were like trying to set up like the entire band. And like we had like 20 minutes to do it. And it was impossible. Yeah. And I was trying to get levels. And like I was like, turn it up. No, wait, turn it down. No, wait, I'm not listening to the right mic. This is terrible. Yeah. But here we are. We're more professional than we used to be. Yeah. And
I left the birthday party down the road because I was like, hey, I got my podcast. I got my radio show. And these guys were like, yeah, you got a radio show? I was like, yeah, I got a radio show. I'll be back in an hour. And so we were playing cornhole.
Nice.
And I was like, all right, 10-minute warning. I got to go home.
Nice.
And
cornhole is the
our favorite game.
Yeah. Cornhole is the so I know you guys are Ryan at least was a fan of the old Fish back in the day. But last tour they did, the festival they did, I was in charge of the cornhole tournament.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I was. That was
wait,
that was
wait,
quite
wait.
Fun.
You were in charge of the Fish's
cornhole. Yeah, so the guy I know got
that's a claim to fame.
I know.
Was
I know.
On a resume or
yeah, but it was really awesome cuz I got to go into the festival like 2 days early. And it was just with we'd set up and we'd hang out and we got to see them do sound check. We got to see them just like hanging around. Eventually I scored a friends and family bracelet. So I was like hanging out with all their kids while they were playing.
Oh man.
It was pretty badass. It was pretty
so,
it was,
so basically you had to babysit
a bunch of
kids.
Fish's kids. Yeah. Yeah, that's basically how it went.
and you got to manage the cornhole tournament.
Right. Right.
Awesome, Dave. Awesome.
Well, we got
so who's,
Ryan.
Who's
yeah,
Llama?
So
who's
King Llama? Is it? We're missing one player who had to go to be a best man at a wedding down in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. But we got Ryan in, and I didn't catch your name real quick.
My name is Luis.
Luis, we got Luis. So Ryan is the guitar extraordinaire, pretty much, and other instruments, I'd imagine too, right?
Sure. although I just focus on guitar for Llama.
And Luis is the bass, the drummer, which pretty much holds a band together, right?
Am I'd
right
like there? To think so.
Yeah,
I'll second that.
But yeah,
I'm the partial foundation, but they're the glue.
Yeah,
vice versa.
Right. I would say a band is only as good as their drummer.
Absolutely.
And like, if a drummer is really good,
I couldn't agree more.
That's as like if the drum, you'll only as be good as the drummer is. And if the drum is really good, you can really extend. But if the drum is really shitty, then you got problems within the band. But we're not talking about that today. We're talking about good. So what would you describe your music as? So we just played an intro. That was your song, which was called Bobo?
Lobo.
Lobo.
Yeah.
What is that about? Give us a rundown of that.
That's kind of a unique tune. I mean, in my opinion, I think it sounds... you know, it sounds different than all the other ones. What is Blobo? Blobo actually is called Blobo Robla Flabling Dong, but nobody knows that. It's kind
just
of
just Blobo to the a, to the, ma- a, the whole of people.
Yeah, it's Blobo your mind.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so what do you guys like? Jam rock? Jam jazz?
Yeah, how would you describe
your
rock?
Genre?
Because let's dial it back just a little bit for a second. We go back to like college. Like we used to hang out in college. Yeah. And we had a mutual friend, Andy. He wanted me to give him a shout out because he's pretty egotistical.
Yeah,
Andy Rath?
Andy Rath.
I love that guy.
So I went to high school with him. So I met Ryan and a whole bunch of the other guys from Skidmore there. He was like, ask him where, you know, ask him what the meaning of the band is. Ask him what the meaning, and he gave me a whole list of questions. So we'll go through the fan questions, great, as it were.
Cool.
No, but go on, you were saying.
Well, you asked about what we classify our music as.
Yes.
Which has always been tough for us as musicians, because we never really were trying to do anything. We're just wanted to make our own music.
Yeah.
You know, and we do have, you know, some striking similarities to some other bands for sure. But we definitely get labeled as like progressive rock,
right,
or fusion.
Sure.
But we're not really so much like that. Our songs have a lot of structure to them, and we love like a sense of adventure, and we love quick changes.
Right. Which kind of puts you into that prog rocky kind of feel.
Yeah. And we play a lot of odd time stuff. You know, so, I mean, we've had people call us math rock. Which
math rock.
We're really
math
not.
Rock, yeah. I know. Yeah, there's Ryan Hollings is a big fan of math rock.
Math rock is sick. I like math rock.
Yeah,
we don't really do that.
We're when sort it's of done a, well.
Yeah, I think all of our influences are so different that, I mean, and we're all so accepting towards our differences. We just kind of put it together. I mean, I'm probably more influenced from like a jam scene, I suppose. We don't really jam that much, but
right,
like Fish was really inspiring to me back,
yeah,
in the day,
right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
High school, college, and I love the jamming aspect, but I really love their their really long structured crazy tunes,
right?
I got a question here. Is this Ryan or is this Lewis?
This
who
is,
am I talking to?
This Ryan. Is Ryan.
Ryan, hey Ryan, how you doing, bud?
Hey,
it's Giggles.
That's Giggles.
Have you ever heard of anything called jam chanting? Jam chant?
No.
No, what is it?
You gotta talk to
are
Andy.
You gonna get, are you about to give us an example?
Yes, please.
You want to give an example?
We should get Andy to call in.
Yeah, I told him to call in.
Jam chanting.
Is, go ahead. You describe jam chanting. You brought it up. You describe it.
So jam chanting is basically when you're on like a canoe in the Adirondacks, you know, the Adirondacks.
Adirondacks.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like jam chanting. You know, you just like start with like a, I think it, you know, this is all coming from Andy, you know, our mutual, I guess he's a mutual friend here.
Yeah.
Are you a mutual friend of Andy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It all comes back to that guy.
He kind of started the whole jam chant movement, and it was, which could have been a great movement, but like the guy's got like, he's tone deaf.
It's kind of true.
Like you don't, he like, he's like the Yoko to the John.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, just doesn't,
that's fair,
you
know, that's
doesn't
fair
fit in with the band.
Oh.
But the idea of jam chanting I think is beautiful when executed well,
right?
But
I will say, Andy, if you're listening, call in to rebut, you know. So 718-928-9732.
Call in and we'll have a jam chant.
We'll have a jam chant.
Yeah.
So a lot of our jam chants were founded on like getting wasted in the woods and like someone making, sure, a noise and then building on that noise and just kind of like that, progressing that kind of sound.
That's what it is. It's,
yeah,
jazz.
Yeah, it's jazz. It's, yeah, like freeform jazz, yeah, with weird sounds.
Musical conversation.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Beer cans.
It's theater camp.
It's... You're a theater camp. So what are your, so Lewis, what's like foundation for you? Where are you originally from?
I grew up in the Bay Area.
Okay.
In a small town called Novato in Marin County. And I have just always been a musician. I've represented myself as one and applied myself with a lot of focus to develop myself as a drummer, and was lucky enough to meet these guys, Ryan and Nico in Los Angeles, and have spent a lot of time with them. And,
yeah.
And it's,
what
it's
what Dave great really wants to know, Lewis, is where are you really from?
Where am I really from?
I don't know what that means. What does that mean?
You know that, you know that question with like somebody asks you like, where are you from? No, where are you really from? I don't know, like, where are your parents from?
Where are your parents from?
Oh, my ethnicity. Okay.
I wasn't asking that.
I get asked that sometimes. Yeah,
that,
yeah, yeah. People are like, what are you? My parents are Mexican.
Okay.
Yes. And yeah.
So do you feel like you find you bring any of that kind of like Mexican?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I absolutely do. And I think I'm not the only one in, yeah, in the project. The bass player that recorded on a record and that has been touring with us lately is he's South American, and
he's like from South America.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. He was, yeah, born in Connecticut, but but his roots and his heritage, he's very expressive in his own in the South American ways,
right?
As far as I'm concerned,
sure.
Like what I've experienced from being there, you know, once I went to Argentina, it was very clear that I understood where my friend came from, like his people and the, you know, just the ways. But yeah, to answer your question, I feel that, you know, if you're just tapped into where you came from and you have a sense of originality or yeah. a will to like pay your dues and be true, it comes through. And with me, you know, I grew up with all sorts of music, but my parents absolutely played traditional Mexican folk music,
and it got into your psyche, into your foundation.
There's so much rhythm right. in that music and just the way of life that I'm quite blessed, and I feel that I had a lot of really good examples of how to apply myself not only musically but through life,
right?
And applying the concept of rhythm, and you know, we can get into that. It's a weird vortex,
yeah.
How rhythm can apply to like
yeah.
a conversation or.
So do you find yourself like really studying different polyrhythms and like different types of musical rhythms and all like different world music stuff like that?
That's
do you find
one
yourself?
Of my all time favorite things to yeah. do is just.
He's a booklet.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
The drummers are like that. Drummers. My old drummer was Portuguese, and like he would just study world rhythms, and like he'd be like, I got this rhythm. Let's see if we can incorporate it into a jam or something. And it was always awesome to play with somebody with like a world history or at least an understanding of, you know, different yeah. types of cultural music, you know?
You know,
rather than me, who's from New York, and
sure,
I know fish, and I,
sure.
well, you know?
But you know, rhythms are like, they're like Lego pieces.
Yeah.
It really doesn't matter which two are next to each other. They're going to fit and you're going to make a shape. It might not be the one you had in mind,
yeah.
but that's where your creativity comes in. You're like, okay, this isn't a weird looking rectangle, but I'll add this guy,
right.
whatever. So you could mix and match. And to tie that in with King Llama, you know, we all have our own perspective and we you know, so to speak, bring these Lego pieces together.
Right.
And personality wise, we're very, very different people. But just in general, I think that is one of the main reasons why our band sounds the way it does and why we're able to get away with being an instrumental project
right.
and being kind of wacky and having, you know, just really quick transitions and, like Ryan was saying, adventurous moods and everything.
Quick changes,
yeah,
and all that sorts
just
of stuff.
Influence and our expression through our instruments
nice.
And
we've always been really encouraging, you know, towards each other's different
yeah.
styles and stuff
yeah.
like that.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. So just be like, here, you put your thing in here,
yeah.
and I'll see if I can fit on top of that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. So how did the show go last night?
Great.
I tried to get out, but you know, my concert buddy has a kid, and he couldn't get a babysitter.
I can name 15 other people with the same reason.
Yeah, yeah. Sure. It's definitely yeah. that age. We're in that age now where it's like, oh, you got this kid. Giggles himself has two and one on the way.
Congrats, ooh, congrats, Giggles.
Yeah.
Any moment.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, geez.
He almost dropped his mic. I know, that's how scary
it
is.
It happened right now. No, my mic stand. My mic moved on the up. I was, you know, quietly contented, you know, listening to you guys. And then,
you did the Rockwood last night, which is awesome. And then you had another show in Pennsylvania. Is that what I saw?
We had a show scheduled in Pennsylvania, but that one got canceled on us. So we had to get just a last minute, whatever we could. And that was in Connecticut.
Oh, wow.
So we went up to this super small town.
Seymour, that's pretty far out there, right?
Yeah. Pretty far.
Great pizza, though.
Yeah.
Really, pizza. Really good pizza.
I would say Connecticut is very underrated in their pizza and, like, just, like, overall, like, seafood. They got good seafood because they're right on that. But, yeah, underrated yeah. food in Connecticut. I'll say that. Giggle's got something.
He's putting his finger up. Raising my hand here because you guys can't see me here. I got a question for the band. There's a good friend of ours, John Shannon, was playing in this band, and they were touring. They were called The Shift. And I went to go see them, and they basically played. It was just because it was a weird venue, and it was on a weird night, but they almost played to like a crowd of like six people. And I think we asked them this question when, you know, we had them on the show. But you guys ever have that, you know, that time where you book some random venue somewhere in some weird state, and you're playing to like four people, you know, or
yeah,
or it's just yourself. You know?
You really
you have any stories like that?
You really can't avoid that.
No,
if you're you know a no name band that's trying to
make play out,
get you know get where you can, and yeah, I always try and make sure that we can get like at least a few completely legit shows in a new area, and then purposefully book a lot of smaller shows. It's actually kind of nice, and if you look at it in the right way, if you do have those shows that has only five people at it or 10 or something like that, because the people there that really like you or whatever, you get to bond with them like a little bit more. It's you can,
well, it's more intimate, that's for sure.
It is, and you I feel like you do get create a I don't know, a stronger relationship. You make a stronger impact,
definitely,
on those people there.
You know what, that you can't allow that. It does happen.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's just going to happen.
It happens when you don't expect it to happen.
Yeah.
You know, and that is probably the worst time for it to happen.
It's humbling.
But
it is. But it's
reminds
also,
you that you have to love what you
but if,
do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if you're in it to win it, right? If you're in this and you're in a van with the guys and everything, absolutely, it's going to be disappointing. But there's always something that overcomes that. I feel like the universe sort of throws something on your plate.
Yeah,
and either you know, whatever it may be, like you got a great like great footage out of it, or professional quality recorded audio,
right.
or you met somebody awesome there,
yeah, or even if you just had like a great version of a song, and you just were like, fucking nailed that song, you know.
But spiritually, you always find, or me personally, and I think this band, we always. Something always happens where we're like, it was worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, before we dropped our friend Nico, before he left, we had a little moment of like, it was so worth it. You know, our expectations are always met in some other way. But absolutely, you know, when it comes to this kind of music,
you never know.
You show up and you're just playing for the bar owner or the the other band members,
right.
And half of them are outside smoking cigarettes.
Exactly.
You know?
Giggles makes fun of me a lot. Where I like, if I'm interviewing a band, he'll be like, "You always have to throw in your band experiences in." But I will say one, and then I'll end it. But I was in like a post college band, and we used to play in New Paltz a lot, which is like, you know, like an hour and a half, 2 hours north
of
here. College town. And we went up just to practice one day, just to like rehearse and just have fun. And we hit the drummer lived on top of a bar. And the bar owner heard us practicing and he came up and he's like, "Hey, you guys want to just come down and do a gig?"
Exactly.
And we were like, "Yeah, of course." And we went down and we did a gig and there was literally one girl dancing the entire night. But it was literally the best gig I've ever had in my entire life. Because you had one girl. And the greatest thing was she came back the next show that we did up there and she's like, "Hey, remember me?" And she got really kind of weird. So I was like, "All right, cool. Just have fun. All right. Sounds good."
Your one fan was your
one,
like,
fan.
One stalker. If you're just tuning in, this is Dave and Giggles. We're with Ryan and Lewis of the band King Llama.
What's up?
They just did a show at Rockwood Music Hall last night. And what's next for you guys? What's the next gig you got coming up? Where are you going?
This trip was this trip's about over. You know, we did a few shows out here. It was just kind of a, you know, coming out to play with this this band called Narbot.
Narbot. How do you spell that?
Narbot.
Okay.
Super Narbot. Talented individual.
Narbot.
No
that
question.
Sounds like
I'll have to listen to him, yeah.
Yeah, you should check it out.
Are they on Spotify?
I can't speak for the band.
I mean,
they released
searching
a recording.
Searching Narbot. I don't think any other thing is going to show.
I know for a fact that they have some stuff on YouTube.
Nice.
And they have some stuff on SoundCloud and Instagram. And I was talking to one of the members, and they mentioned that they already tracked the drums for the next record. And
oh, cool.
These guys slay dragons, man.
They do.
They're really fucking talented. Excuse my language.
No, you can curse all you want.
Great.
Yeah.
They're
this is for your fans. Just let them go.
Musicians. Yeah. So much respect. I think I made it very clear to every single member. I had two evenings to express my feelings towards their music. But it was.
Where did you find those guys?
It was Michael.
It was through somebody we know named Michael Kaplan, and he found them. It's a Royal Artist Group.
Are they East Coast? Or are they out West with you?
Jersey and Philly.
Okay.
A little hybrid.
Nice.
Yeah. But honestly, that first show that they did with us, like, they had me blown away.
Yeah.
I
love those shows where you're just like, you don't really know what to expect. And then you're just like, holy crap, these guys speak to my soul.
Yeah.
And I had a question while we're throwing out these random band names. Do you guys know a band named Consider the Source?
Yes, I've heard of Consider the Source for sure. I can't say I can bring it up in my head.
Seen them.
Why are you bringing them up?
Oh, they're the style of music. They're all from like three different genres. I think like one guy's Middle Eastern, one guy's English, and the other guy's forget. But they blend. It's kind of that math rock. It's like very like, you know.
They don't like math rock.
Well, not math rock. I'm going to keep saying math rock. But it's like that jam band. But they all like quick transitions. It's super fast. You know.
Nice.
Yeah, let's
That's a band. I don't know.
Consider the source.
I will consider that source, and I will
consider his source.
I'll look that up. I wish I knew more.
You guys could consider each other.
Yeah. So, what was the catalyst for coming out east?
Well, we hadn't been out here.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we have access to the means to be able to come out here or to go other places. You know, we don't know enough bands in all these other areas. So, I mean, if we can come out here,
right? We just kind of get your name out there, just get the face out there,
do some grinding, and usually again try to book a few legit gigs or whatever.
Was it difficult getting the gigs out here, or was it pretty?
I mean, you know, we probably could have got more, but I think with our schedule, like, we only really had about a week,
right?
That we could be free to do it. So.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. All right, caller, you're on the air. Who is this? I know exactly who
this is. This is Skidmore alum.
Oh, yeah. Skidmore alum.
Skidmore alum Andy Rath. What is happening over there? What are you doing? Sitting around the pool, chasing the muff around? What are you doing?
It's a beautiful day here in Los Angeles. Just went for a walk with the dog. I'm on the balcony calling into the radio show.
I love you, Eddie.
how did the gig go?
Great, man. No doubt. It was a hell of
Hi, Andy. Oh.
Who's that, Vico?
I can't
hear it. No, it's Lewis. No, I know
FYI,
he can't.
Dave, I know. I can't hear it. I can't hear the son of a bitch.
What do you want me to do?
It's making me mad at my own radio show. I can't hear it.
I'll hook it up better next time. I don't know what you want me to tell you. Mike can't hear you, so if you want to say anything about him right now, this is the time to say it.
Bradley's on the phone?
Yeah, Bradley's on the phone. But he can't hear you for some reason. So if you want to say something, Ben, I know. So go ahead, ask your questions for Ryan and the band.
Yeah, shoot, Andy.
How did New York treat you guys? I mean, you guys go out there, we try to give rally some Skidmore folks. What happened?
There is only one word to describe this city: madness. Of course, I'm from California, Colorado originally. You know. And well, we came out, you know, I came to the city a few times when I was going to Skidmore. But honestly, we came from upstate. Okay, we went Connecticut, upstate. We were in the middle of nowhere, nice and relaxed pretty much. Then we drive into New York City and it's like completely chaos.
It's wild.
You try to drive a 15-passenger van out here in the
middle. Is that what you guys are driving around?
Middle of Manhattan. Crap. Trying to find parking. Oh, can't fit there.
I had 99-cent pizza today.
Oh, how'd you like the 99-cent pizza?
It was actually pretty good.
It's not bad. It's not bad. It's
wasn't
not
as
like
bad as I thought.
Some other places, but like compared to California pizza, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, there's okay pizza in California. I'm going to say there's okay tacos in New York, but there's great tacos in LA.
Come on. Texas, I mean, California tacos stink.
What?
this guy, you can't take him anywhere.
You can't please him.
No, you can't. So what are you doing? What are you up to now? You're just going to walk around? I hear you like kids in the background or something. I don't know what's going on in LA today.
Hold on. I want a question. I got to ask Andy a question.
Giggles has a question for Andy. I'll translate. So go ahead.
To ask him why I wasn't invited to his wedding.
Oh. Translate that first, Dave.
All right. He wants to know why he wasn't.
Not to him, to me. Translate my laughter to him.
Oh, he laughed at you. Yeah. That's all he did, is he laughed at you.
All right. The second translation, and I'd prefer if he really can't hear me, that when you translate, you do my words.
All right.
Do not. I mean, I'm asking you to paraphrase me.
Okay, paraphrasing.
Okay, so he hadn't called me in a year and a half.
You haven't called him in a year and a half? That's a long time not to call him. All right, go on.
What do you say to that?
He's laughing. He's laughing his ass off.
Secondly, I told him I wasn't going to invite him, and I actually had a candid conversation with him and told him he wasn't invited.
So he called you and told you you were not going to be on the guest list and that you're a son of a bitch and that you were nowhere ever going to be around him ever again.
Perfect paraphrase.
Perfect. Yeah, that's what I figured.
You know, Ryan Bailey was invited.
Ryan Bailey was there. I hung out with Ryan Bailey. Had a great time with Ryan Bailey.
Indeed.
Yeah.
That was a fantastic wedding.
Yeah, it was a good wedding. It was a good wedding. All right.
It's funny, too. Here's one more translation for Mike. It's funny, too. I got my wedding video yesterday, and I actually said to Rose, you know, Bradley would have done a much better job.
Whoa. I think he heard that. Did you hear that? Here he comes. He's coming up to the
mic. I didn't hear it. I was going through the delay on the mic.
He said he
show.
Got the...
Why always have to listen to the, I don't the know. Other person?
I don't listen to me. Listen to me. Stop talking. Okay. He said he got the wedding video in from the wedding and said, man, why didn't we get Giggles to do this wedding?
He said that?
Yeah.
He said that? I would have filmed his wedding.
I know you would have.
It's tough filming weddings in Mexico.
Stuff going in Mexico. Yeah, exactly. Which that's
right. Tell Andy that I love him.
All right,
that, you know he we'll hates you.
Paraphrase that.
He hates you. He really despises the fact that he wasn't invited and is going to hold it against you,
know, you
for the rest of his
him.
Life. Oh, right. Sorry.
How did the name Giggles come about? Was that a mushroom trip?
It was close. It was close. it had to do with Andy and Giggles. So I used to work at Fox News, and it was right during the election for Obama's first go-around. And Giggles and Andy showed up at Fox, like the headquarters of Fox in Manhattan, and they were wasted. I'll just say they were wasted. And they were like, yo, let us come up. And I was like, no, I can't let you guys come up. And eventually they coerced me into letting them into the building. And like, you know, I was on the same floor as like Geraldo. I was on the same floor as Bill O'Reilly and all these other people and Hannity and all these people. And they just came in, and I was giving him a tour, and Giggles just wouldn't stop giggling. Yeah. He was just giggling his ass off. He got the giggles.
I got the giggles
so
at the
bad.
Security desk, basically.
And, yeah. Was,
like the fact that I was going to Fox News on the night of the Obama election.
Yeah.
Was pretty crazy.
It was wild. It was definitely like everyone there who was like really into like being a Fox person was really bummed. You know.
Well, they were all gone. Nobody was there.
Yeah, there was nobody there because it was that night. They all just fled. I think fled the country for 8 years, and now they're back. God
but
damn
But I tell
it.
You what, it's got a good ring to it. Dave and Giggles?
It does.
If you Google us, we'll show up.
We will show
it's
up.
It's us. There's nobody else. There's no other Dave and Giggles. We should trademark it.
We should trademark it.
Sounds like ice cream
you
to me.
Should.
Yeah. All right, Raph. You're a good man. I'll let all you go right, back guys. To hanging out. If you get any other ideas, call back.
Wait, hold on. One more question.
Wait.
Ask him if he's shirtless.
Of course he is.
Of course I am.
Of course.
I'm
absolutely of course he is.
Of course.
So is the dog shirtless, or does the dog have a nice little ensemble on?
No, I mean, it's June in Los Angeles. No one's dressing up the dog.
So everybody's shirtless.
Everybody's shirtless.
Nice. Perfect. All right. We're going to let you. We're going to go back to, maybe we'll play a song, and then we'll come back. Yeah, all right. Cool.
All right, guys.
All right.
Bye, Andy.
Bye, Andy.
That guy,
Andy.
Right? That guy.
Bye, Andy. That guy was like, all right, now I can say this.
I didn't mean to do that. Yeah, go ahead.
That guy, he was like, oh, yeah, you should buy this truck. Buy this truck down in Florida, and I'll split it with you. And so I bought this truck for like $1,100. It was a stick shift, 95 Chevy S10 truck.
Terrible
And I get
truck.
Back up to New York, and I was like, Andy, all right, got the truck. And he's like, oh, man, I don't want a truck right now. But this son of a bitch borrowed this truck all the time, would always leave it on like empty, you know, or just above empty. And I was like, bro, I can't get over to Jersey or upstate on this gas, you know? And then one time, oh God, this feels like therapy. One time
they used to live together.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll stop.
Good on you, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good on somebody. Not quite sure who, but it's good on somebody. That was nice. That was nice that he called in. Bringing people together, that kid does, you know?
Yeah, he does.
I told Zach to call in.
All right. We'll see if Zach calls in.
You can play a song, and then if he calls in.
Yeah. You know. So Zach does call in, he's a MMA fighter, and he's like young. He's like really young. And like right as.
He's 20.
20.
He's 20.
And last time we talked to him, he was like, it was like 2 seconds left in the show. And he's like, oh, guys, I want to tell you guys how acid changed my life. Ugh. And we were like.
In 2 minutes?
All right, we don't have enough time for that. So call back another time. So if he calls back, he might tell us how acid changed his life. I don't know.
Or 30 hits of acid cured his depression.
30 hits of acid.
Which, I mean, I guess that could do something to your brain.
Yeah.
I could definitely throw it, like you throw that amount of chemicals on your brain, that's going to do something for your psyche.
It's going to do something.
Make you quit smoking.
That's true.
I feel like a whiny.
You're a little whiny.
I pulled something in my shoulder.
This is
I got a pedicure yesterday.
It's just like, I don't know.
went on a date night.
You went on a date
night. Until Zach calls in, I'm going to fill it up a little bit.
All right. Well, I'm going to play a song for them. You guys, what song do you guys want to play?
What songs have you played?
We played Lobo. That's all we played far. Yeah.
I like Ox. I like, or Mighty Ox. Or Sensei.
Yeah, let's go with Mighty Ox.
Cool.
We'll play a little Mighty Ox. We'll come back. We'll talk about the whole thing. The whole damn thing.
Brilliant.
Yes. I don't need to talk about my.
No, I'm going to turn you. We'll be right back. just let that play in the background a little bit because there's a couple minutes left and it's really nice.
Yeah, there's a guitar solo coming
too. Oh, I like it. I'll just come down with it a little bit, let us talk over it, and it's beautiful. So we're back. We're in here with King Llama, Dave and Giggles on Radio Free Brooklyn. Giggles, you there? Can you hear me? What's going on?
I'm up. I can hear you. Dave, I tell you what, man, you are in your element.
I'm in my element, right?
I'm watching you like talk with these guys, and like you cut to break, you go to song. It's beautiful.
I know.
I wish I was there with you.
I wish you were here with me too, buddy.
Closest thing to that.
I keep saying, leave the family, come back. You can live in my little spare bedroom. Everything will be great.
Oh, I've thought about it. I have. And like for a second, I'm like, I can't do that.
No, it would be terrible.
Like, I can't. Like, well, I could go to New York for the 5 days right. And just crush it. Like,
sure. Yeah. And that's about as much as I could take of you. Because after five days, if you start living with me, I'd be like, you got to go, dude. You just got to go.
We only get one night. You and I get like one night a year.
Right.
And it's great. It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
We always have a good time.
All right.
Yeah, you're a friend for life.
Oh, yeah. I mean, obviously. I mean, I feel like you and Andy are on the brink a little bit, but me and you, we're through and through, buddy.
Yeah, yeah.
Through and through. So Andy did ask me to ask you about some Summerfest that you guys played.
Yeah, that's called Summer Camp.
Summer Camp.
It's in Illinois, in the middle of the state, in Chillicothe, I think. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it.
Is it like south of Chicago, I imagine?
It's right next to Peoria.
Oh, wow.
So, but it's like a gigantic farmland, and they set up like eight stages or something,
wow.
Probably more with VIP stages. And there's like 150 bands or maybe more somewhere around there. But yeah, like Phil Lesh and Lettuce, Cypress Hill was there. There's
nice.
Huge acts.
Wow. How'd you get land that one?
The same gentleman that I mentioned to you.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Mike so is Gavin. He your manager of sorts, or is
not
he just
really.
Kind of like
we manage
dude.
Ourselves? He yeah. just somebody we know that
he
knows a couple people.
Can.
Sounds like a good guy to know.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah, we'd like to know as many. As
Giggles is raising his hand.
Raising my hand again. Let's talk about Colorado. You guys want to come out? You guys want to shoot a music video? What's
yes, absolutely,
let's talk
definitely.
Music
I haven't had a chance to get us to Colorado. But that's on the list.
Your family's still there, right?
My father lives there.
Father lives there, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So you get back there a lot, or?
Oh, I should get back there more.
Right.
You know, it's, like I would say it's averaged like a few times a year. So that's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun. It's good times.
Oh, yeah.
What part of, you're in Aurora, right? That's where you're at?
Yeah.
How far are you from that,
Aurora's suburb, Denver.
Yeah.
I grew up mostly in the mountains. Although I was born in Denver, and then I did like middle school through high school in around the Vail area.
Okay, cool.
I went to school in Boulder again after Skidmore. Went back there for a couple years.
Nice. That was a long time.
Boulder's
ago,
a nice
right?
place to go to school. Boulder, I go there and I'm like, good God, this is a beautiful place. Everybody's bike riding, everybody's running, everybody's beautiful.
Yeah, healthy.
Like all the old people look like they're rich hippies. I was like, ah, you guys just look like you've invested well in some software company.
Yeah, I can see that.
And you're just hanging out, you know, like hiking.
Yeah, it's kind of got that like, it's like you go a little bit more west and then you got the Arizona long haired, gray haired people. And it's kind of like similar to that. If this is Andy again. Cole, you're on the air. What's happening?
Radio Free Brooklyn.
I don't know who this is.
Hello?
Hello.
Yo, you told me to, I forgot I was supposed to call in today.
All right. I'm going to get you up on the other line, so hang up and I'll get you in, all right? I'm going to hang up on him. Zach, I think I'm going to try to get him in on the
phone.
Get
him in on the Google.
See,
Google
do you have his email?
No, he didn't.
Is that your MMA buddy?
Yeah, that's the MMA.
This is why
buddy.
We need an intern.
I know.
We need somebody to do the back end work.
Well, he can't hear you, so I mean, that's why I don't want him to do that.
Did he call in and not?
Yeah, he called in. I don't. What's his? This is a disaster now. It's all gone to hell. Let's just forget about that. See what we can do.
Oh wait, no.
Yeah, see what you could do. See what you could do on your end. So how do you guys feel about? So you've been playing for. Forever, like as long as I've known you, you've been playing with different bands, and you were playing with a couple bands before this band, right?
Yeah, I mean, in Colorado, I had a college band named Bill Spearing.
Which is the email that you sent from me.
It is, yeah. I sort of stole that email when the band moved on. But that was sort of the same kind of concept. You know, progressive, a little bit more jam, but, you know, yeah, epic, adventurous, instrumental tunes. So I've always been doing that. And then when I moved out to L.A., I played with a few people with the same kind of mindset and maybe guitar for a couple of more pop folk kind of projects.
Yeah.
There's a couple of older gentlemen that I, and like in their 50s and 60s that I'll go and I'll play with as well.
Oh, so you're still playing with a whole bunch of other different?
Yeah, a lot of things. Although my main focus is totally King Llama right now. And so hopefully forever.
Where did King Llama come from? Can we get into that?
I don't know how deep you want to get into that.
Is it really deep?
It is now. It didn't start that way. I mean, King Llama, we actually were called originally, actually, I don't even know the first name that we had. I think it was like Grandma Death or something.
It was never officially our name, but
Grandma Death.
That was an idea.
It was a working title.
Then we changed it to Fat Girlfriend.
That was an official thing.
Which, that was official.
We threw Twinkies out at our first show at the Rainbow.
Yeah,
in Los Angeles.
That's amazing.
A lot of huge thing of Twinkies.
I mean, that sounds very. I don't know if the word is chauvinistic or sexist. I mean, I'm no. You know, I'm no.
That's why we PC sort police. Of changed it.
Right.
It's a little. I guess. I don't know.
I was at Trader Joe's once, pushing my cart, wearing the Fat Girlfriend shirt because there's only one.
Yep. No, I have so one.
There's two. There's two.
We have bumper stickers too.
Yeah. But. This woman was walking in the opposite direction towards me and gave me the nastiest look. Yeah. A very disrespectful, like, how dare you wear this in public? And, you know, it was like, what, 2009? You know?
And it just says Fat Girlfriend on it?
Yeah, just Fat Girlfriend, big, like, bulbous letters. Like,
there's not even like, a risque logo for it.
No, it's just big, fat block letters. Fat... Yeah. Girlfriend.
So take it as you want.
So then from there, you're like, maybe we shouldn't have this as our name.
Right. So King Llama actually was sort of a random thing. I mean, I think I was in conversation with one of them on the phone, driving my car around, debating, you know, what the name could be or like, you know, does it really have to mean anything? And I'm like, it doesn't, we can make meaning out of the name. It could be as easy as, and I look to the left and I see like either like a Budweiser King of Beers sign.
Sure.
It could be like King, and then I look to the right, and there's like something, something llama, and I'm like, King Llama. It could be anything, so whatever.
So that's the way
like,
it
I think I like that name. So.
It's really nice.
But
that's how it came to be.
It did.
So you're like, King of Beers and something, something llama. There it is, guys.
Yeah.
That's our name.
But the concept, I guess the next thing that happened after that is we got a really killer logo that came from...
Lexi.
That's part of this album that you guys gave me, right?
Yeah.
Yep. So
my brother-in-law designed that.
That's nice.
Yeah. And so that sort of made me inspired to create a fantasy story.
Yeah.
It's honestly like a novel. It hasn't really been written out, but we don't even have enough time for me to tell you the story because it would take like 2 hours.
Well, when next time you guys come to New York, that's what we'll talk about.
Can I just say that
interject.
King Llama is... Without giving away too much, King Llama is actually a spaceship.
Oh.
It's not an actual llama.
So did you set out to write the ode of King Llama?
What's that?
Did you set out to write like the ode of King Llama? Is that what we're going down here? The jazz odyssey, as it were?
I'm working on a story. I don't know how it's going to be released, but I already have got a bunch of images and posters that we're releasing, which is an ode to a race of... llama humanoid people and where they came from and their whole history of like all these different things. So it's that's kind of all I really should say
for now. That's we'll leave it at that. Yeah. So what's the future? What's happening in the future? You're going to go back to LA, right? Do some new tracks, make some new albums. What do we got going on?
Okay. Well, I mean, we released our album quite a while ago, so we're definitely due to do up some new music. And I think our plan is to take our this one song that is called Chinese Padlock and record that one. And then release that as a single. Maybe we can do a few other ones that we almost have ready or whatever. But it's, I don't know, it's kind of, we'll see what happens.
We'll see where it goes from there.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
We have plans to use the motivation from this show to do some of that when we get back.
From the show that you did at Rockwood or show?
No, this tour. That's what I mean.
All right, not this show specifically because that would be silly.
Yeah, this radio show.
And we're already thinking in the future and reaching out to festivals. And,
oh, nice.
Festivals that we have already played and contacts that we have made in South America and other locations to keep ourselves
planning on going down to South America.
Yeah, you know, we really enjoy traveling. We you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but we like to sort of think of ourselves as a touring band.
And
we've been focusing on that in the last couple of years a little more than just playing a local Los Angeles scene.
Yeah,
which we love to do.
You know,
there's some great areas in LA, but man, when you get going and you experience the road life and get some good feedback experiences also, you just want to keep doing it.
Yeah. So. What do you like more? Do you like recording or you like going out and playing?
I like going out and playing. I mean, there's nothing like live, essentially. Yeah. And they're two totally different worlds.
Totally two different worlds. Completely. How do you like, because I mean, like when you're in studio, you tend to like, I'm talking from my experience, tend to like double tracks and doing like deep.
We try to avoid that if we can. Like our mindset for the band, because we feel like it sounds best when it's performed live, when we have that sort of live energy to it. So when we track, we'll pretty much track live with the idea of making sure that the drum takes are spot on perfect. And hopefully the bass and the guitar really nailed it. And if they didn't in some areas, then we'll multi-track a little bit. But we want to get like a good 75%, 80% of it that was really taken like...
So you like recording it live and really laying foundation.
It's
down.
In the studio with headphones and everything. Sure. So like it's not live. But honestly, I'd love to do a recording in the studio with a live crowd there.
That sounds like fun. You know. That sounds like... Next time you guys come here, bring Nico, whoever, you know,
bring some fans.
Bring some fans, and we'll do some songs.
Sure,
we'll actually play some songs, which would be a lot of fun.
Sure.
what do you have going over there, buddy? Where can they go and see you guys? Where can they find your websites and such? What do you got? What social media you got out there?
We do have a website. It is kinglama.com. Although I will admit it hasn't been updated in a while. But it's put together well. There's just not really show dates up there. And I probably could put some up there. But I don't know. I think our focus is more on Instagram and, like, I guess Facebook.
Yeah, we're on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Spotify.
King Llama. Is there any other competing King Llamas out there that we have to look out for? Did you find any across your way?
There is.
Funny, actually.
musically, there is not that I have found, and but there is. I think he makes shirts, and
so some guy out there.
Yeah, so if
calls himself the King Llama and makes shirts. Why don't you guys team up?
It might be the clothing label.
That was my idea.
Yeah,
and that's amazing. Actually, if you look into it, they look pretty freaking awesome.
Yeah,
bright purple colors and this cosmic kind of space odyssey look to it. Okay. But yeah, I don't think there's another band called.
I think we're pretty original on the stamp.
Yeah. Well, I was talking to Andy about your music. He's like, if you ask him what type of music they are, I would say that they're unlike any other. They're their own music. So
I really like that comment.
Yeah. So
Andy,
you got that.
Andy, if you're still listening, I couldn't agree with him.
He has a hard time.
He likes the comment. He just doesn't like Andy.
Oh.
Well, we're talking from our point of view. So King Llama, kinglama.com, right?
Sure, yeah, kinglama.com. Yeah.
And find them in LA, walk around.
If I was you guys, I would just do llamalamadingdong.com.
Brilliant.
It's actually pretty good.
Active website.
At least that'll bring you to King Llama. Like, you get multiple things going. I'm into that.
Yeah, you should buy that domain too.
Yeah.
But there's an open invitation to go out to Colorado, and Giggles will shoot your music video.
A ton of room in my basement. So
so there you go.
Well, I'm trying to get us out there for sure. So, you're on our list.
Let me know. Yeah, sure. We can talk.
Cool.
I'll like you guys on Facebook, Instagram.
Follow everybody. Everybody follows everybody.
Much appreciated.
Yeah. Well, boys, thanks for coming in.
Virtual handshake. Virtual hug. If I was in the studio, I'd give you a hug.
He would.
Dave's probably just going to give you a handshake.
We call it a Wi-Fi.
I'd start with
a Wi-Fi.
Instead of a high five.
A Wi-Fi.
It's a Wi-Fi.
That's really nice.
There you go.
Wait, if was you that? Can give me just a second.
Yeah. A Wi-Fi.
Pull something up for you guys.
All right, let's hear it.
It's going to be a special little thing for you guys.
What are you doing? Oh. should we say it again?
Here's a special little thing for us. Laugh track. Laugh track. I have a bunch of those. I have a bunch of those. Let's see if I can find some.
Dave, what? You should get your guests a little keyboard that they could add their own sound effects to the show.
Yeah.
At their leisure. That'd be a great, like...
That would be nice.
Nice little touch. What do we got for next week?
Okay.
What's that?
What do we got for next week? What's coming on?
Next week, maybe Susan will call back. Who knows? Maybe we'll talk to Zach, because I cut Zach off. Zach, I apologize for cutting you off. There's many reasons for it, but one was that you wouldn't be able to hear giggles, and I need you to hear giggles. So next week we'll touch base. King Llama, we got like 30 seconds left. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Dude, thank you so much for having us.
And,
thank
you, Free Brooklyn. I hope you guys come back to New York soon.
We will.
Yeah.
We will.
Next year, man, you'll see us here.
Beautiful. Big if you need a place to
Andy,
stay, let me
giggles,
know. Everybody.
You, sir.
Yeah, of course. All right, boys. Have a good night. We'll see you next time.